რადიო თავისუფლება FM 107.4.
საქართველოში 19 საათია. მოისმინეთ ახალი ამბების გამოშვება, მას მარიამ ჭიაურელი გაგაცნობთ. ჯერ თავი ახალი ამბები მოკლედ. მიხეილ სააკაშვილის ადვოკატის განცხადებით, უწყებაში, რომელთაც სააკაშვილი დაკითხვაზე დაიბარეს, აწერია რომელ საკითხს ეხება გამოძიება. უკრაინაში ბრძოლის გამო უცხოელი ექსპერტები ვერ ამოწმებენ ავიაკატასტროფის ადგილს. ისრაელის პრემიერ-მინისტრის განცხადებით, ისრაელი განაგრძობს სამხედრო ოპერაციას ღაზაში. ახლა ეს და სხვა ახალი ამბები უფრო ვცლავთ. საქართველოს ყოფილ პრეზიდენტ მიხეილ სააკაშვილის ადვოკატის ოთარ კახიძის განცხადებით, ადვოკატები სააკაშვილის ინტერესებს დაიცავენ ყველა შიდა სახელმწიფოებრივი და საერთაშორისო მექანიზმებით. ამასთან კახიძის თქმით, დაკითხვაზე სააკაშვილის დაბარების უწყებაში არ არის მითითებული კონკრეტულად რომელ საკითხზეა გამოძიება დაწყებული და რაზე უნდა გასცეს მოწმემ პასუხი. წუხელ გავრცელდა ცნობა, რომ საქართველოს ყოფილი პრეზიდენტი მიხეილ სააკაშვილი პროკურატურაში დაიბარეს. ცნობები სანახვად ის ორშაბათ 28 ივლისს არის დაბარებული მოწმის სახით. პროკურატურის პრესსამსახურის ცნობით საგამოძიებო მოქმედებაში მონაწილეობის მისაღებად. აქამდე სააკაშვილი ერთხელ უკვე იყო დაბარებული საქართველოს პროკურატურაში წელს 22 მარტს, როცა უპირებდნენ დაკითხვას სისხლის სამართლის 10 საქმეზე, მათ შორის ზურაბ შვანიას გარდაცვალების, ტელეკომპანია იმეჩის შეჭრისა და სხვა საქმეებზე. მაშინ მიხეილ სააკაშვილი საქართველოში არ ჩასულა და ის არ დაუკითხავთ. ყოფილი პრეზიდენტი ახლაც უცხოეთშია. საქართველოს ყოფილი პრეზიდენტის პროკურატურაში დაბარებაზე გამოხმაურებისას საქართველოს ამსამინდელმა პრეზიდენტმა გიორგი მარგოლაშვილმა გამოთქვა მოსაზრება, რომ პრეზიდენტები ყოველთვის იმყოფებიან განსაკუთრებული ყურადღების ქვეშ.
პრეზიდენტები ყოველთვის არიან განსაკუთრებული ყურადღების ქვეშ და ნებისმიერი კონტაქტი, ასე ვთქვათ, პრეზიდენტთან პოლიტიკურ ელფერს იძენს. ამიტომ მე იმედი მაქვს, რომ ერთის მხრივ ექსპრეზიდენტი სააკაშვილი გააცნობიერებს, რომ ის არის საქართველოს მოქალაქე და ამ ქვეყნის კანონებს და წესებს უნდა დაემორჩილოს, ხოლო მეორეს მხრივ სამართალდამცავი ორგანოები იქნებიან უაღრესად ფრთხილნი.
განაცხადა საქართველოს პრეზიდენტმა გიორგი მარგოლაშვილმა ყოფილი პრეზიდენტის მიხეილ სააკაშვილის დაკითხვაზე დაბარებაზე გამოხმაურებისას. მარგოლაშვილმა ამ საკითხზე ჟურნალისტების შეკითხვას უპასუხა ჩარგალში, ვაშაფშავლას მშობლიურ სოფელში, სადაც 27 ივლისს იმართება სახალხო დღესასწაული ვაშაობა. აღმოსავლეთ უკრაინაში მიამბოხებსა და უკრაინის ჯარებს შორის ბრძოლის გამო უცხოელი ექსპერტების ჯგუფმა გადადო ავიაკატასტროფის ადგილის შემოწმება, რომელიც დღეისთვის ჰქონდა დაგეგმილი. უკრაინაში ელთო სამთოყურეო მისიის თავმჯდომარის მოადგილემ ალექსანდერ ჰაგმა უთხრა ჟურნალისტებს, რომ მისიის ხელთ არსებული ინფორმაციით რეგიონში ბრძოლა გრძელდება. ამდენად ვითარება სახიფათოა და გადაწყდა ავიაკატასტროფის ადგილას ექსპერტების ხვალჩასვლა. უფრო ადრე გავრცელდა ინფორმაცია, რომ ნიდერლანდელი და ავსტრალიელი ექსპერტები, ისე როგორც პოლიციელები, მიემგზავრებოდნენ უკრაინაში მალაიზიის თვითმფრინავის ჩანგდების ადგილას ამ საკითხზე სეპარატისტების ლიდერებთან შეთანხმების საფუძველზე. 17 ივლისის ავიაკატასტროფა 298 ადამიანის სიცოცხლე შეიწირა. ამასობაში უკრაინის ჯარები განაგრძობენ ოპერაციას რუსეთის მომხრე სეპარატისტების წინააღმდეგ ქალაქ დონეცკზე კონტროლის აღსადგენად. უკრაინის ეროვნული უშიშროებისა და თავდაცვის საბჭოს პრესმდივნის ანდრეი ლისენკოს განცხადებით, უკრაინის ჯარები იმყოფებიან ქალაქ გორლივკასთან დონეცკის ჩრდილოეთით. ბოლო ხანს უკრაინელმა სამხედროებმა კონტროლი აღადგინეს სეპარატისტების მიერ დაპყრობილი ტერიტორიის ნაწილზე. ისრაელის პრემიერ-მინისტრის ბენიამინ ნეტანიაჰუს განცხადებით, ისრაელი განაგრძობს სამხედრო ოპერაციას ღაზის სექტორში. ამასთან ნეტანიაჰუმ ისლამისტური მოძრაობა ჰამასი დაადანაშაულა ზავის დარღვევაში. ეს ბრალდება მან დღეს გამოთქვა ამერიკულ ტელეკომპანია CNN-თან საუბრისას, მას შემდეგ რაც ჰამასი დაყაბულდა 24 საათიან ზავს ღაზის სექტორში ისრაელთან დაპირისპირებაში. ჰამასის პრესმდივნის სამი აბუ ზუჰრის განცხადებით, გაერო შუამავლობის, პალესტინელების მდგომარეობისა და ეიდის დღესასწაულის გათვალისწინებით პალესტინელთა ჯგუფები შეთანხმდნენ 24 საათიანი ზავის დაცვაზე. ამ განცხადებამდე ასევე დღეს ისრაელმა გააუქმა თავის მიერვე გამოცხადებული 24 საათიანი ზავი მას შემდეგ, რაც ჰამასმა რაკეტები დაუშინა სამხრეთ და ცენტრალურ ისრაელს. ეს იყო ახალი ამბების გამოშვება, რომელიც მარიამ ჭიაურელმა მოამზადა და გაგაცნოთ. თქვენ უსმენთ რადიო თავისუფლებას.
In Português USA, a melhor variedade mundial no Music Mix da Voz da América.
Everybody says the world's best variety. VOA Music Mix.
Were you taping?
All right, let's start up another edition of Acoustic Cafe. I'm Rob Reinhart. 2 hours of great new acoustic music, and this time, Jack White, Trampled by Turtles, Old Crow Medicine Show, in-studio stuff from Katie Tunstall and Lila Foy, and our in-studio visit with Johnny Swim.
And so the whole show, I'm looking at her, like, how do I talk to her after? And she came up to me at the bar afterwards and was like, hey, we should get together and write. All I heard was, let's be alone.
The duo of Abner and Amanda Ramirez have been quietly working away for nearly a decade now, first coming together in Nashville in 2005. Abner was in school studying music in Nashville. Amanda lived there with her parents, both of whom are music veterans. Her mom was the late Donna Summer. Her dad is Bruce Sedano, who co-wrote and performed many of those Donna Summer hits of the late 70s. Amanda and Abner's romantic chemistry was as strong as their musical chemistry, and the two married in 2009. Now they live in Los Angeles, and their quiet work has become a bit more amplified with a high-profile EP last year and this summer's full-length debut called Diamonds. We brought Johnny Swim to the Leon Loft to play for an appreciative crowd, and we'll have that visit for you today as Johnny Swim joins us in just a bit. To start out, though, it's a gem from 40 years ago and the album Late for the Sky. Jackson Browne's third album was released in September of 74. It's considered to be his masterpiece, although some may argue that point. From an LA radio appearance about 20 years ago, here's a version of the title track on Acoustic Cafe.
Now the words had all been spoken, and somehow the feeling still wasn't right. And still we continued on through the night. Tracing our steps from the beginning till they vanished into the air. Trying to understand how our lives had led us there. Looking hard into your eyes, there was nobody I'd ever known. Such an empty surprise to feel so alone. Now for me, some words come easy, but I know that they don't mean that much compared with the things that are said when lovers touch. You never knew what I loved in you. I don't know what you loved in me. Maybe the picture of somebody you were hoping I might be. Awake again, I can't pretend, and I know I'm alone and close to the end of the feeling we've known. How long have I been sleeping? How long have I been drifting along through the night? How long have I been dreaming I could make it? If I closed my eyes and tried with all my might to be the one you sick again. I can't pretend. And I know I'm alone and close to the end. For the feeling we've known. How long have I been sleeping? How long have I been drifting along through the night? How long have I been running? That morning flight through the whispered promises and the changing light of the bed where we both lie late for the sky. Under my wheels, looking back at the years gone by, like so many summer fields. In 85, I was 17, running up the 101. I don't know where I'm running now. I'm just running on, running on.
Running on empty,
running on,
running by.
Running into the sun, but running behind. Gotta do what you can just to keep your love alive. Try not to confuse it with what you do to survive. 89, I was 21, called the road my own. I don't know when the road turned on to the road I'm on. Running on,
running on empty,
running on,
running by.
Rolling into the sun, but I'm running. Everywhere I'll go, people need some reason to believe. If it takes all night, that'll be alright. If I can get you to smile before I leave. Under my wheels, I don't know how to tell you all just how crazy this life feels. I look around for the friends I used to turn to pull me through. Looking into their eyes, I see that they're running too.
Running
by, running into the sun, but I'm running.
love to stick around, but I'm running behind. You know I don't even know what I'm hoping to find. I'm running into the sun, but I'm running behind.
Highlights of the tribute album earlier this year called Looking Into You. That is Austin's Bob Schneider doing his version of Running on Empty, one of the couple of dozen songs featured on Looking Into You. Other artists on this included Bonnie Raitt and David Lindley, Carla Bonoff, Lucinda Williams, Keb Mo, Lyle Lovett doing two songs, and many more on the tribute to Jackson Browne, the first ever tribute to Jackson Browne. Then we started with a 20-year-old radio performance, Jackson doing a song from 40 years ago this year. That would be Late for the Sky, the title track to his third album. A new album from Jackson Browne will be coming out in October. Well, last week on the show, we introduced you to the band Puss in Boots. That's Nora Jones, Sasha Dobson, Catherine Popper. The three of them came together, issued a debut album last week called No Fools, No Fun. You can hear their segment in our archives now, by the way, at acafe.com. Just click on the Listen tab. The album has five new originals contributed by the three band members, as well as seven covers. Let's listen to this one, which goes back to Wilco's album Yankee Hotel Foxtrot, the song Jesus Etc. on Acoustic Cafe.
Jesus, don't cry. You can rely on me, honey. You can combine anything you want. Don't be around. You were riding by the stars. Each one is a setting sun. Voices escape, singing sad, sad songs. Tuned to gold, strung down your cheeks. Bitter melodies, turning your orbit around. Don't cry. You can rely on me, honey. You can combine any time you want. Stars. Each one is a setting sun. Tall buildings shake, voices escape, singing sad, sad songs. Tunes of gold strung down your cheeks, bitter melodies turning your orbit. Skyscrapers are scraping together your voice. It's smoking last cigarettes. All you can get, turning your orbit around. Sad, sad songs, tuned to gold, strung down your cheeks, bitter melodies, turning your orbit around. Voices cry, skyscrapers are scraping. cigarettes, all you can get, turning your orbit around. Last cigarettes, all you can get, turning your orbit around.
When I first laid eyes on you, I spoke, I'd do anything that you clean me up, fix me up just to get you to wear my wedding ring. Now I'm having second thoughts and I'm writing you this letter. I'm scared to tell you to your face that I like to owe me better. I like to owe me better. It was a lot more fun. I like to owe me better. I didn't take crap from anyone. When I sleep all day, party all night, wherever I want and whatever I like, baby, you made me a brand new man, but I like to own me better. Don't get me wrong, it ain't that bad, and I appreciate your work. I don't drink too much, I don't swear as much, you even made me go to church. I ain't done much talking since the day we got together. I'm a different man because of you. That I like to own me better. I like to own me better. I was a lot more fun. I like to own me better. Didn't take crap from anyone. When I sleep all day, party all night, do whatever I wanted, whatever I like. And you ain't me a brand new man, but I like to own me better. No doubt about it. Fun. I like to own me better. Didn't take crap from anyone, but I sleep all day, party all night, do whatever I want, whatever I like. You made me a brand new man, but I like to own me better. Well, I got to say, you're the only one that I've ever loved. You and I are a good fit, we're like a hand in glove. But now I'm sitting here looking back, wearing this stupid sweater. Truth be told, I got to say, I like to own me better. I like to own me better. I was a lot more fun. I like to own me better. Didn't take crap from anyone, but I sleep all day, party all night, do whatever I want, whatever I like. You made me a brand new man, but I like to own me better. You made me a brand new man, but I like to own me better.
Blues Americana. That's all one word. And that is the new album from Keb Moe. This week on Acoustic Cafe, the song The Old Me Better. Keb Moe making his home in Southern California for decades, but he did this new album in Nashville, Tennessee. There's a very strong Americana tinge to the new album from Keb. And then before that, it was Norah Jones singing lead in the arrangement called Puss in Boots, along with Catherine Popper and Sasha Dobson doing a cover of Jesus Etc., which is a 2002 song from Wilco, one of the seven covers on their debut release, No Fools, No Fun. And again, you can find our visit with Norah Jones, Catherine Popper, Sasha Dobson, Puss in Boots in our archives now at acafe.com. Well, we're talking about Americana music. Last year's album from Katie Tunstall was very much Americana, but the first time that she had recorded in the United States. The Scottish singer-songwriter went to Tucson, Arizona to work with Howe Gelb on her album called Invisible Empire Crescent Moon. This is from an earlier taping, though, that we did with Katie back in 2008. Here's the song Hold On, recorded live here at Acoustic Cafe.
A bird with an eye for anything shiny, searching the land for a hero of a man. Say I need more than my fair share of attention, but I think you know that just isn't so. Underneath, felt the fire of a burning question, tearing me apart right from the very start. Now I see that it don't take a trick of the light to excite me so strong. give up lately. Hold on, cause the world will turn if you're ready or not. Simplicity, a heart of gold, an old head and young shoulders, quiet and lovely. Come and part of me. Now I see from a handful of names and a thousand faces. January, tired of June. I felt a change coming. Whoa, 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 tired of January, tired of June. I felt a change coming. Whoa, yeah, I felt a change coming. I felt a change coming. Felt a change coming soon.
She was still doing pop music. Not to say she won't do it again. That is Katie Tunstall live in our studios, 2008, with the song called Hold On. And just ahead, it's Joshua Radin revisiting an old song of his and our in-studio guests, Johnny Swim.
The world's best variety.
Music too good to keep to ourselves.
VOA Music Mix.
Won't you be the new one born to shine?
Joshua Radin's big break came when his songs were introduced by Zach Braff to the producers of Scrubs back in 04. Several of his songs were used on that show, and that exposure led to a debut album called We Were Here in 2006. Joshua is five albums into his music career at this point, having released his latest called Wax Wings just last year. But this summer, Joshua is a featured guest on a new record from the classical trio called Time for Three. Zach, Nick, and Renan met at Philadelphia's Curtis Institute of Music and formed TF3, as they're called, in 2008. On the new album, they're joined by guests Branford Marsalis, Lillian Madeline, Uke Prodigy, Jake Shimabukuro, and here, Joshua Radin, revisiting the song you're hearing now called Closer with Time for Three on Acoustic Cafe.
Photographs.
brightly colored paper. Are your mask you wearing this caper? That is our life. We walk right into the strife, and a tear from your eye brings me home. Won't you be the new one born to shine?
Trio Time for Three. That is Zach Depew on violin, another violinist, Nick Kendall, and double bassist Renan Meyer, the three of them together for Time for Three, and they're joined on their album by lots of guests. In that case, Joshua Radin, revisiting one of his old songs called Closer on Acoustic Cafe. This week on the show, we present another session taped live at the Leon Loft. In 2014, we've presented an interesting mix of artists at the Loft, which is a performance space above the Leon Speakers factory and headquarters in Ann Arbor, Michigan. You can see pictures of the Loft at leonspeakers.com. But right now, let's go to our live visit with the duo known as Johnny Swim, taped live at the Leon Loft on June 27th, 2014.
Such awesomeness. Thank you, folks. Thank you for coming. Thanks for listening at home, folks. Today, Abner and Amanda met about a decade ago in Nashville, found kinship through music, and finally married in 2009. They headed out to Los Angeles and have been releasing their music through a series of EPs dating back to 2008. The last couple of years have been very busy for this couple. They have widely released a 2013 EP, which was called Heartbeats, which was one of my favorite short-form productions of 2013. It was great. And just a few short weeks ago, they unveiled their full-length debut album, which is called Diamonds. Diamonds marks a move back to Music City, where they recorded the record with some of Nashville's finest. And to talk a bit about that whole journey, please welcome to the Leon Loft, Abner Ramirez and Amanda Sedano Ramirez, who go by the name Johnny Swim.
So nice.
Thank you. Good to be here.
I'm so glad nobody works here. Everybody has like the lunch break off and come hang out, just like us.
We're all I think we prepared ourselves for five people to show up. I'm not going to lie. Thank you for showing up.
Ooh.
taken down so many others. Oh, but you'll know my name when you see that in these ashes I'm stronger still. You'll learn to feel my pain, yeah, you will. You've taken down so many others. Oh, but you'll know my name when you see that in these ashes I'm stronger still. You'll learn to feel my pain, yeah, you will. You'll learn to feel my pain, yeah, you will. Yeah, you will. Yeah, you will. We're the fire from the sun. We're the light when the day is done. We are the brave. We're the chosen ones. We're the diamonds, diamonds. We're the diamonds, diamonds. We are diamonds. We're the diamonds, diamonds. Oh. We're the diamonds, diamonds. Rising up out the dark.
Of Abner Ramirez and his wife, Amanda Sudano Ramirez. They go by the name Johnny Swim. We did a session live at the Leon Loft back at the end of June for Acoustic Cafe.
If I'm not mistaken, you actually met back in Nashville about 2005. Matt Kearney introduced you.
That's
right.
Matt Kearney.
That's exactly right. He was my roommate for 5 years. Yeah. Love Matt. Matt Kearney, ladies and gentlemen.
Oh, you were roommates.
They were roommates for a long time.
And
yeah.
I had known him since I was a teenager, just from around town.
Okay.
So we were at a coffee shop, and he was like, you guys know each other, right? And I was like, no, I don't know him.
Meanwhile, I'd spent the last 4 years before meeting her stalking her online. So I was like, yes, I know her. No, I don't know her. I don't know her at all.
I have a folder of pictures of her on my desktop.
Literally.
But other than that, I know nothing
Literally.
About her.
Which, you know, that sort of answers a question I was going to ask, which was it a musical spark or a romantic spark that sparked this whole project? I think we've answered
it
that question.
It was 100% romantic. There was not, I don't even know you can call it romantic. It was 100% creepy. I wanted to be alone with her, and I didn't know. I worked for 4 years trying to find my angle, and seeing her across crowded rooms, I would have a line ready, and she would roll her eyes at me or something, and I would digress for another couple years.
Yeah, it was a 4-year process, but we both saw each other across a crowded room much like this. And made eye contact, but never spoke because we were both nervous, I guess. And so it took that meeting with Matt Kearney for us to finally speak. And I had no idea that he sang. I knew nothing about him. I just knew that he was cute. That was like my only thing. And so we made friend of our MySpace because back in 2005, that was all the rage. And so he invited me to a show, a little acoustic show he was playing, in Nashville. And I was living in New York, but I happened to be in town. So I went to go see him. And after the show, I like made a beeline for him. I was like, can you please write songs with me? Also, let's make out a little bit.
Yeah.
How it happened.
She came up. She really did. She didn't say the make out part, or else I would have just cried in joy. She came up and was like, Abner. And the whole time, a friend of mine who knew I was stalking her online, literally, he grabbed me by the shoulders before I started the concert. And he said, Abner, look at me. Amanda Sudano is here to see you. And I was fully cold from head to toe. I was like, nah, man, nah, it's cool. And so the whole show, I'm looking at her, like, how do I talk to her after? And she came up to me at the bar afterwards and was like, hey, we should get together and write. All I heard was, let's be alone. So I said, yes.
She's a great listener. Still is.
I got to tell you, this is like the cutest story I've ever heard in my life. I've been doing this show for 20 years. I've never heard a story so cute.
Over here.
All right, so wait a second. We should get together and write. That gets us back into the musical territory. When you started writing together, I mean, was it a lyrical thing that you were working on lyrics together, or was it just instantly we musically click here?
It was a musical click. He started playing guitar and he's like, oh, I started writing a song, and then I immediately jumped in and helped finish it. It was just easy. It was easy from the from the very beginning. It was easy to sing together. And we just had fun. I mean, we just always had fun together. So especially when we were, you know, listening to music or playing music or talking about music, it was just fun. And it was kind of like the source of connection. You know, it was like our first connecting point.
There are also co-writers on the songs. There are three. These are all songs that I would assume started with the two of you. So in other words, this is not like a Nashville record where there's 12 songs and 12 different co-writers here. This is a tight-knit group, yeah, of people that you trust.
Absolutely.
Bringing ideas to,
our
right?
Our close friends. I think, yeah, Abner's roommate to Josiah and Matt.
Oh.
And then Britton is a Nashville guy that also moved out to L.A., and we wrote a bunch of songs with him, and we would just sit around the house and kind of have guitars out and just write. So,
but what she means by that is he was going through a terrible breakup, yeah, and he would come over to talk about it, and we would get out a notepad and a guitar
and vodka
and write breakup songs.
Big, tell us about it.
Yeah,
tell us about
that
it.
Sounds bad. Say that one thing again. By the way, you're a co-writer. But now we've known all these guys for at least 7-8 years or whatever since I first moved to Nashville, which I guess is 15 years ago. So it was all homemade. The album was never, we didn't want to go fetch something. We've always measured, our measurement of success has always been mileage. We don't want to shoot for the moon, get there by February, and be back on Earth by March. We want to do this until we're 85, 90 years old. We've never been in a hurry. That's why we made EPs for a long time.
In each next step was the, right, next logical step.
Yeah, right? The right time for
exactly
it.
Exactly right. Yeah, Amanda used to always say, people are like, well, why don't you make this kind of album, this kind of album? She's like, well, we don't have kids, and we're not trying to pay for braces anytime soon. We're fine with ramen noodles. So let's just do it our way.
Just take our time. Build it right.
I'm a diamond. You're a heart that's just too wild and free. I'm looking for a hand to hold me.
You're just looking for a chance to bring me to my knees.
Well, some may say you're mad to chase a heart locked away. Less than a wounded soul, that pain, and that's what you'll get falling for me.
Oh, I'm a mountain, and only you can move me.
All my stones are shaping by your strength, but I'm just a girl. Ain't never been a savior.
I'm just a man here waiting for the one I hoped you'd be. Or some may say you're mad to chase a heart locked away on its own, but listen to me. There ain't no thing in this world you'd like to be. Less than a wounded soul like me. That's what you get falling for me. Get out of my heart. Get out of my mind. Get out of my dreams. Get out my sight. You might have known doubt. You might have known fear. You might have known love. But you never knew me. Get out of my heart. Get out of my mind. Get out of my dreams. Get out my sight. You might have known doubt. You might have known fear, you might have known love, but you never knew me. No, you never knew me. Oh, you never knew me. You might have known love, but you don't know me. Now some may say
You're mad to chase a heart locked away on its own. Listen to me.
There ain't no thing in this world, oh, that you'd like to be. There's been a wounded song like me.
That's what you get. Falling for me.
Falling for Me, the name of the song. And that is the band Johnny Swim. Abner and Amanda Ramirez, taped live at the Leon Loft back at the end of June for Acoustic Cafe. We'll have more of our session with Johnny Swim in the second hour on the program. Find us online at A-Cafe Radio on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook, all through our regular website, acafe.com, where you can also hear cool archives, join our e-newsletter, send me an email directly should you choose. It's all at acafe.com. And coming up, another round of Jayhawks reissues, also the Ducks with brand new music, and the Ducks live in our studios.
Picking you up and making you feel good.
The world's best variety.
VOA Music Mix.
You're listening to Acoustic Cafe. I'm Rob Reinhart. The Jayhawks have had three distinct phases, the first of which was Mark Olson and Gary Louris working together in Minnesota, and that led to worldwide success with albums like Hollywood Town Hall and Tomorrow the Green Grass. Those albums were reissued a few years ago, and now comes the reissue of the second phase of the Jayhawks. Three albums, The Sound of Lies, Smile, and Rainy Day Music, have been reissued, and these were the albums that came after Mark Olson had left the band in the mid-1990s. By the time 2003's Rainy Day Music came along, the band was pretty much just Gary Louris, along with longtime members Mark Perlman and Tim O'Regan. And working with producer Ethan Johns, they created a true Jayhawks classic record. Let's listen to Save It for a Rainy Day on Acoustic Cafe.
Pretty little hairdo, don't do what it used to. Can't disguise a living, all the miles that you've been through. Looking like a train wreck, wearing too much makeup. Burden that you carry more than one soul could ever bear.
So sad.
Don't look so sad for me. There's another part to play.
So sad.
Don't look so sad for me. Save it for someone come and take you home. Waiting for a breakthrough. What will you set your mind to? We stood outside the Chinese restaurant in the rain.
So sad.
Save it for a rainy day. Save
song from the Jayhawks from a 2003 album called Rainy Day Music. That album, along with Sound of Lies and Smile, the post-Mark Olson period for the Jayhawks, have all been reissued. And, of course, there was a third chapter as Mark Olson and Gary Louris got back together again for an album in 2011. The Ducks from Winnipeg, Manitoba are back. They've been away since 2008, but they crowdsourced a brand new album, and lead vocalist Jesse Havey is back fronting the band. They still spell their name D-U-H-K-S, by the way. Let's listen to something from Beyond the Blue, the new album from The Ducks, These Dreams, on Acoustic Cafe.
When the sun is down and the sparkle of snow on the fallen ground is caused by the bright city lights over my hometown and my friends gather around. Days go on and we're losing the race. We try too hard, we fall.
I'll never have. I'll be working for somebody else until I'm in my grave. I'll be dreaming of a life of ease and mountains, oh mountains of. To have a big expensive car, drag my furs on the ground, and have a maid that I can tell to bring me anything. Everyone will look at me with envy and with greed. I'll revel in their attention. And mountains, oh mountains of
Oh, they tell me there's still time to save my soul. They tell me renounce all those material things you gain by exploiting other human beings. Champagne and caviar, I hope you come and find me, cause you know who we are. Those who deserve the best in life and know what money's worth, and those whose sole misfortune is having mountains of nothing at birth. Oh, they tell me there's still time to save my soul. They tell me renounce all, renounce all those material things you gain by exploiting other human beings. Consume more than you need. This is the dream. Make you pauper or make you queen. I won't die lonely, I will have it all prearranged. A grave that's deep and wide enough for me and all my mountains of things. Mostly I feel lonely. Good people are. Good people are for me. My stepping stone. Stepping stone.
Ducks live in our studios back in 2006 at Acoustic Cafe doing a cover of Tracy Chapman's Mountains of Things, which was actually on Tracy's first album back in the 1980s. Tracy Chapman, by the way, hasn't been heard from at all since 2008. Her website's still talking about the album of 2008 and her 2008 tour dates, oddly enough. And then before that, we heard new music from the Ducks. They've been gone since 2008, but they are now back. Beyond the Blue is the name of their new album. We heard the song called These Dreams. Next hour on the program, Old Crow Medicine Show, Fox and Jack White, 15 years ago with Dido, and more with our in-studio guests, Johnny Swims, Abner, and Amanda Ramirez.